This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Beginner's mind with each new day. When I wake up, I listen carefully to the little birds and the swaying trees, to the hum between you and me. Tenderness in every breath, gratitude in every step. This good earth keeps me alive. I owe the world joy I feel inside. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Can you hear it too? Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Can you hear it too? The ground I listen, there is a pulse, a rhythm energizing everything, even us human beings, playing each soul like a plucked string. I'm listening. Just membranes, wow. Vibrating, wow. Tuning into frequencies, wow. Buzzing like little bees. I'm singing you, you're singing me. I'm singing you, you're singing me. I'm singing you. Yeah, I'm listening. Oh, can you hear it? Can you hear it? Can you hear it too? Oh, can you hear it? Can you hear it? Can you hear it too?
Greenblatt Band here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're broadcasting here at the Peterborough Players Theater. I want to thank Keith up front for letting us use this wonderful stage to visit with the Tara Greenblatt Band. Tara has a new album out. It's called Animal Body. Tara, welcome to The Folk Show.
Thank you so much.
Want to tell us about that song?
Yes, sure.
Can You Hear It is actually the first song on the CD, and it's really about tuning in to the earth and making a connection and listening and celebrating what it is to be alive.
You kind of get that sense when you look at the graphics. Wendy Weatherby did the graphics the CD Animal Body. It's really a stunning piece of artwork, and it kind of tells what the album is going to be about. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your concept for Animal Body?
Sure. Well, I think that I spend most of my days sort of pondering how humans, at least in my perspective, my world, I feel disconnected to the ground and trying to become more connected. And Animal Body is sort of me thinking about we are first mammals. we're human mammals, but we're animals. And my 4-year-old son always argues with me. No, we're not animals. Like, we actually are animals. No, we're not. So I just really am kind of enamored with feeling more often like an animal than I do an intellectual thinker. So it's kind of struggling. There's a lot of songs are about that examination in a creative way of how we're human and how we're animals, and and how we reconcile technology with being human and being an animal, and you know the sort of instinctual sensitivities that we have as animals, even though we're humans.
Tell us a little bit about the Tara Greenblatt evolution.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, I have this incredible band before here on stage with us, and I feel incredibly fortunate to be working with them. And they make me smile and make me happy and make the music fleshed out and full. And we all met, actually, I think I first met Ramsey Thomas, who's sitting here with a electric bass. Hi, Ramsey.
Hi.
And you're a Peterborough resident.
Yes.
And we met at the UU Church in Peterborough when his wife, Heather, and little Jasper came in. And Jasper ran past with a cape on. He was 4. And Owen ran right past with a cape the other direction. And we all just looked at each other like, oh, I think we need to be friends. So it sort of started that way, and we became friends. At that time, I was working out in Bedford, and I was working with a woman named Kate Baker, who at one point was a harmony singer. And she introduced me to Lou Eastman on guitar.
Hello.
And Lou and I, Lou, you came to my house.
Yep.
Kate connected us together, and you came to my house with your guitar, and you had hair, incredibly long hair down to your hips that was all white. I couldn't even look at the guitar. I was staring at your hair. But then right when you started playing, it was an instant gel. Yeah. We both have the same birthday.
Yeah.
And honestly, we finish each other's musical sentences all the time. We barely even need to make eye contact. It's just a wonderful flow. So there is a strong musical connection. I feel very fortunate. And then, good, all right. Grace Aldrich is standing here, one of the harmony singers. And you were the most recent addition.
Yes.
And when did you show
last
up?
Last fall,
yeah,
I think it was.
Last fall. Mm-hmm. You were working, actually, with Ramsey's wife.
Yes.
Who is a chiropractor, and you're working with her. And
in
then
office.
You said, I think you should sing with, I think Grace should show up.
Actually,
good
Heather
instincts.
Suggested that.
Heather suggested, well, thank you, Heather.
But she was right.
She was right on.
Happy to be here.
And Shanna Hall is here. Hi, Shanna.
Hi.
Shanna, how did, we met at the Well School.
Yep.
First, mm-hmm. through Tootie, who was the head chef there.
Mm-hmm.
Tootie is now left, but she connected the two of us. And And you knew, you and Lou were close too. So we met, 3 years ago about?
Yeah, just about.
Mm-hmm. And we started singing. So you were showing up about 2 years ago to rehearsals, and then Grace was added. And then that was an instant gel.
We're visiting with the Tara Greenblatt Band on the stage of the Peterborough Players Theater. We'll have more in a moment.
The Great Recession hit our lives 5 years ago, and its effects still ripple through New Hampshire today.
This is probably about the worst we've seen in the last 20 years. This is the longest we have been on extended benefits.
All this week, NHPR looks at how our work and our lives have changed since 2008. How we work 5 years later on NHPR and NHPR.org. Support for this series is made possible by Comcast Business and Gough Wilson Immigration Attorneys.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and Fuller's Sugar House in Lancaster, producer and retailer of pure New Hampshire maple products, including gift sets and gift baskets for any occasion. Fuller'sSugarHouse.com. And Tarm Biomass in Lyme, supplying high-efficiency wood and wood pellet heating for homes and commercial applications, while encouraging the use of local renewable fuel sources, woodboilers.com. And Goose Bay Lumber of Chichester, providing specialty lumber for wood artisans, furniture craftsmen, turners, and boat builders, plus gift certificates for the holidays. GooseBayLumber.com. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio, the Tara Greenblatt Band. Thank you.
cry, cry, cry. Pick you up, rock you in my strong arms. Wah, wah, wah. Cry, cry, cry. Pick you up, rock you in my strong arms.
Wait a minute, the sound you're making. They could be music, they're good enough, I'll take them. My instrument is across the room, and you're in between us making yelps and coos. If I can't get to it, I have to use you, 'cause you take up all my time and somehow I gotta get to it. If you can't beat them, join them. If you can, if you can't beat them, join them. If I can't get to a pen, what do I do? All this music in my head, somehow I gotta unscrew it. Unfinished thoughts, half-written words, crawl away from my drum and no one gets hurt. Smoke signals in the plumes of laundry. I've spelled out SOS with mashed up peas. But when I saw you needing me, I needed you, you were in reach. There is no shame to my approach. You make such beautiful notes. Tap on your belly, raspberry your thigh. You make high notes when you laugh and low ones when you sigh. And when you sleep, it's like a rest. And when you dream upon my chest, you breathe my songs alive. Breathe my songs alive. If you can't, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. Ooh. If you can't beat 'em, join 'em. If you can't beat 'em, join 'em.
Tara Greenblatt Band here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We've set up shop over here on the stage of the Peterborough Players Theater with help from C.J. Leek from Munsonville Audio. So pleased to be able to visit with the Tara Greenblatt Band. Tara, you're playing the drum. Have you always been a drummer?
Yep.
Always been a drummer.
Always, always.
And a singer.
And a singer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your first CD release was held at the Passim?
Yeah, Club yep. Passim. Mm-hmm.
And that was quite a few years ago.
It
what,
was
about
a long 10 time
years
ago.
10 years ago?
I think a little longer, maybe 11. Yeah.
Is that where it really started for you?
Absolutely. I got my start there. I attended, at that time, they had Tuesday night open mics, and I was there all the time. And there was a little scene. There was a little scene of artists who some have really shot into stardom, like Mika Pauly. I used to play with her, and Aaron McEwen. Some of those folks were there. And Owen Kennedy is a very good, close friend of mine. We play a lot together. So, yeah, Matt Smith, who is the one of the bookers and the one of the, I believe, directors of Club Passim, got me started there. So, and I will be playing there again. We're going to have a CD release for Animal Body on March 9th, Sunday, 2014.
So you also have been involved, I know, with the group Folk Soul,
yes.
Leslie Vogel and Fred Simmons.
That's right.
How did your experience with Folk Soul influence your music and what you're doing today?
They really have taught me a tremendous amount about collaboration and listening and how to be energetically and communication-wise in an actual band. It was always difficult for me prior to, well, it sometimes can be hard to still, but having to negotiate just nuances like, hey, can you be a little quieter over there? Or actually I need more of this and less of that. And being able to just freely say that to meet the needs of the of your song. And also in the Folk Soul band, there's so much collaboration because lots of different people sing and lots of different people sort of lead the song and everyone supports. So I think ultimately they've really taught me a lot about all of that. So, yeah.
The new album is called Animal Body, the Tara Greenblatt Band visiting us here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Me and I've spread out my blanket of bright lights. Look at me, lover, open your eyes. This is our time, the moon is rising. I'll send the ocean to the starry sky. Adulation for you shines. See how I emulate your blazing fire. I have blushed by your luminescent light. Noctilucent and starry braille, my love poem to you up there. Undulating in the brine, I make you dizzy every time. Yes, my love, set the sky. Your velvet surges are divine. Always in your evening gown, gazing up.
Unashamed, the sky dropped a star her way. It fell into her silently, and they go like so for eternity. I'm your mirror and you are mine, said the ocean to the sky. All love stems from you and me, my waters to your galaxies. future.
Nature Reflects Nature from the Tara Greenblatt Band. That's a track from the new CD, Animal Body, performed here on the Peterborough Players stage for the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm going to put you all on the spot now, and I'm going to ask Ramsey Thomas first. He's the bass player. He's playing the upright bass. I know I've seen Ramsey before performing with a group called Manassa. I'm going to ask Ramsey one word to describe the music that you're playing with the Tara Greenblatt Band. Just one word. So the rest of you can be thinking about that because you're going to be next. One word.
One word. Mist. Mist.
Okay, now our fine guitar player sounds really great on the strings over here. Lou Eastman, one word for the music that you're playing with.
Sensual.
Sensual. Now, Grace Aldrich, who's performing some really nice vocals, lovely vocals.
Thank you. One. Goodness. I'm a wordy person.
Just one word.
I think just, I feel soulful. I feel it's soulful.
So we've got mist, sensual, and soulful. Now, Shanna Hall.
I guess I would say heart song. Is that one word?
We're going to make it one word. And now, Tara, what's your word?
Furry.
Furry. Of course, that would be consistent with the theme of Animal Body, right? This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're visiting with the Tara Greenblatt Band. And it really is a treat to have you all here. So, shows coming up. Do you have some things that are going to be going on that we should be telling people about?
On Saturday, December 14th at 7 p.m., we are sharing the stage that evening with the Folk Soul Ensemble that Fred and Leslie, or Fred Simmons and Leslie Vogel are part of. Actually, their band is Fred Simmons, Rebecca Simmons, their daughter, Leslie Vogel, and Dan Wheeler. And they're going to be playing with us. So we're going to play our set, and then they're going to play their set. And it's a really interesting venue. It's called George's Window. It is in the Life Share building at 25 Roxbury Street in Keene, New Hampshire. And there's a dinner that complements the mood of the music. It's really interesting. It's like this whole thing they're doing. Kevin Dremel does the Keene Music Festival, and he's heading the George's Window series. And the idea is they... the setup is dinner and a show, the food being chosen to complement the music, and there's place for kids to play there, so it's family friendly. So again, it's 7 and December 14th. Yeah, really looking forward to that. And then again, Club Passim, and it's a ways away, but pretty excited about that show on Sunday, March 9th.
Be sure to remind us so that we get it on our calendar on the Folk Show on New Hampshire Public Radio. How about another tune?
You got it. This is Animal Body. Vulnerable veins. The padding on my feet made for miles of walking on rough terrain.
The hair on my back rises up when I feel unsafe. Miraculous, this animal grace. Here I sit at the brain outside my brain of liquid crystal, silicon, invisible waves, the pulsating world squished into its frame. I furrow my brow and stare on amazed. It's a house of mirrors in the palm of my hand. Eyes up in space, look down anywhere I point them. Outside my window, the earth beckons. Hair rises on the back of my neck. What is this world to my animal sense? It has no taste, no teeth, no scent. What really occurs when I press send? Animal brain strain must escape again. Animal body is awakening me and taking me over. Animal body is awakening me and taking me over. A kid playing with mercury. It rolls and undulates silvery seductively. Quietly seeping, computer imprinting, stripping my nature right out from under me.
Greenblatt Band and Animal Body, the title track from the new CD here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. So you used Kickstarter to help you to get this all together. Tell us a little bit about the Kickstarter process.
It turns out that if you even raise a dollar under what you what you set as your goal, you won't get anything. So even if it's like a penny or a dollar, done. Like it doesn't, you don't get your money.
So you're committed or else.
I am, yeah. So there was a lot of magic that happened. We won't get into the story now, but Ramsey has quite a life back in France a long time ago, and somebody that knew him donated an enormous amount of money to the to it out of nowhere, mm-hmm. and you hadn't spoken to him in years. No. So that really was bumped it. But we had 50 people.
That's great.
Pledge. It was fantastic.
So yeah. It was a real community effort then.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. It's a magical thing, that Kickstarter.
Now the CD's behind you, and you're now out promoting the new disc and the music, and you have a website. Mm-hmm. What's next?
Wow. Well, the Peterborough Players is pretty darn good, and the folk radio show is pretty good too. What's next is we are, the winter we don't have too many shows, kind of on purpose, because I really like to make new material.
Are you writing all the time?
No. I have children, and I shouldn't blame them, but it is very, I'm very dedicated to
it's a kids. Challenge.
It is a challenge, like Wah Wah, the song. I do have some new material, and some of it's sort of half done, so it comes in limping, and then we all kind of try to get it up on its feet, and we're, you know, piecing things together, we're assembling bodies out of little bits of piece of paper. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're just making new material and keeping it up. So hopefully we'll play some more in the spring.
And Ramsey's going strong with your group?
We're doing great. We had a show last night, which was, I think, the best show we've ever had. But, of course, every night we have that we play again, we have the best show that we ever had. Because
it's great.
It's all a process, and it's a lovely process.
And what about you, Lou? What keeps you busy besides playing with the Tara Greenblatt Band?
Well, I run the open mic at Harlow's Pub here in town on Wednesday nights, 9:30. I also have an open jam at my place on Thursday nights. It's more rock-based, a little bit louder. And then just writing stuff on my own. And
you're right in there. And Grace?
I am also a mama. I have a little 3-year-old, and he keeps me running around pretty busy. I also have a brother-in-law, Wes Aldrich, who heads the band Hug the Dog, and so I've sung a little bit with him as well. So I just try and keep it going, do as much as I can.
And Shanna Hall, what about you?
I work a lot, and then my girlfriend and I have dogs, so we do a lot with them. This is my real musical outlet at the moment. I absolutely love it.
Oh,
I love
great.
Our weekly practices and everything. It's so good for me. It's my soul massage.
So it's Shanna, and it's Grace, and it's Lou, and it's Ramsey, and it's Tara. Together, they're the Tara Greenblatt Band. And the new CD is called Animal Body. And we're going to hear one more song in a moment.
I'm Laura Kanoy, and tomorrow on The Exchange, although New Hampshire was not as hard hit by the Great Recession, it was still felt in our job market. We kick off our week-long series called How We Work 5 Years Later by crunching the numbers, looking at where we were, how well the state has recovered so far, and how New Hampshire might want to position itself to respond to future workforce needs. Send us your thoughts by email, Facebook, and join us for The Exchange tomorrow morning live at 9 and again at 8 p.m. on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and Gilbert, a center for interior design and fine home furnishing, celebrating 46 years of service to Northern New England from their studio and showroom in Hanover, New Hampshire. And doctors Shell, Noble, and Brown, Lebanon, New Hampshire, providing comprehensive family dentistry, including sedation and treatment for obstructive sleep apnea. ShellNoble.com. And ENH Power, supporting nonprofit and community groups through the Power to Help Fund. More information online at enhpower.com. Tara Greenblatt, it's been a real treat to have you perform for the Folk Show. Could you play one last tune? But before we do that, we should probably remind people where they can find your stuff. What's the website or Facebook page or whatever?
Yeah, we do have a Tara Greenblatt Band Facebook page. But actually, to purchase the CD online, you can even get download separate songs, or you can download the whole CD on cdbaby.com.
Excellent.
Yeah.
The Tara Greenblatt Band.
Thank you.
tip dots, hundreds of birds, all in one motion, dipping and turning. Black and white cards thrown into the wind, flapping the wings in perfect unison. Hovering blob, it moves up and down, swelling, deflating, fast motion cloud. How do they do that? Who is the leader? They're all calibrated to some cosmic meter. Behind my lips, I can't exhale, my eyes drip. Oh, reverence washes over me. That's what the word holy means. That's what the word holy means. That's how the word holy feels.
Find the Tara Greenblatt Band at George's Window with the Folk Soul Band on December 14th at Life Art on Roxbury Street in Keene. I'd like to thank C.J. Leek of Munsonville Audio, the Peterborough Players Theater, and the Tara Greenblatt Band for this visit. To listen to the entire program on the web, you can also download it to your iPod by visiting the Folk Show page at nhpr.org. Again, the music you've been listening to, according to the Tara Greenblatt Band, it's furry, it's misty, it's soulful, it's sensual, and it's heart song, thanks to our guest, the Tara Greenblatt Band, here at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you, CJ.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and hospice at HCS, providing comfort, care, and support for people with advanced illness in southwestern New Hampshire from offices in Keene, Peterborough, and Charlestown, hcsservices.org. And Cobb Hill Construction, providing professional, commercial, and residential construction and renovation services for more than 25 years. More at cobbhill.com. And Meskoma Savings Bank, serving the people and needs of the Upper Connecticut River Valley since 1899, online at meskomabank.com. This is NHPR.